Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hi, hier ist Pia und ich hatte Camila Cabello bei mir im Interview und wir haben natürlich viel über die Tour gesprochen, warum sie sich jetzt entschieden hat, nach 6 Jahren wieder auf Tour zu gehen, worauf sie sich am meisten freut und auch über die Dinge, die in Realität ganz anders aussehen, als man sich die so als Fan denkt. Darüber haben wir viel gesprochen, außerdem natürlich noch über ihre Musik. Kommt noch neue Musik, bevor sie auf Tour geht? Wen nimmt sie vielleicht sogar mit auf Tour? Und noch ganz, ganz viel mehr, das hört ihr alles jetzt in dieser Folge. Ich wünsche euch viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to see you.
So glad to talk to you. How has life been?
Life has been really good. I've been, making a lot of new music and planning this tour, and I can't wait to be there in the summer. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Congratulations on going on tour. We are so lucky in Hamburg that you're coming to Hamburg because that's the only concert you're going to play in Germany. So thank you for that.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I'm gonna practice my German. I know. Ich liebe dich.
Ooh, that's the most important.
That's the most important, right? And that's it. And Gesundheit when someone sneezes. That's it.
You actually sound very German. Like, you almost have no accent when you say that.
I'm pretty good at languages. So I actually will be learning some German for the show. Just a little bit.
That's cool. Exciting. So I feel like a lot has changed with, like, just in general with touring. Like, I feel like a lot of artists don't tour anymore at all, or they do these residencies like how Adele did in Munich in Germany last year. How did you decide you wanted to go back on tour and you actually wanted to tour and not just stay in like one city and play like multiple shows?
I think I really just missed my fans and I miss seeing my fans. And I love making music, but I think it's a whole other kind of satisfaction to see people enjoying your music with you and enjoying music with you. It just feels like you have a community of people. And it's kind of one of the best parts of getting to do what I do is getting to feel like looking out in the audience and seeing people having a good time and feeling like I contributed to, you know, their Friday night in a way. And we all are making a memory together and we'll always remember that night. I mean, I think it's very special. And I love to see the world. I love to travel. I love to be in different cultures. I love different languages. I love seeing how people, you know, if I write my songs in English, I like going to different places and seeing what words, you know, people sing back. I think it's one of the most fun parts.
Yeah, I'm so glad you feel that way because I feel like it's been, I don't know, I just hear a lot of people don't wanting to tour that much. So I'm so glad like you still feel that way because, I don't know, it's fun. I feel like when you see a lot of places and, I don't know, just travel around, probably you get a lot of inspiration when you travel, right? Like for new music.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it depends. Like, I feel like it depends how much of life I'm living. But when I do tour and when I perform, I'm kind of just focused on that. I'm like focused on giving the best show. I'm focused on just like enjoying my life, enjoying a restaurant in that city, seeing what people eat, what people do, what people, you know, how people are culturally. So I use that as like my just like being curious time.
And you also said in an Instagram post that like headlining a tour, because I think you haven't been back on tour for like 7 years or something. And you said that headlining a tour feels like you're going to dinner with just your best friends, which I think is so cute, like so fun. Do you think, because you took some time off and I read that you learned how to drive and make eggs and do push-ups, respect for that, because I still can't do that. It's very hard. But I probably should learn it. But do you appreciate going on tour now more since haven't done it in a while?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think especially when because I've played a lot of, you know, festivals and, you know, award shows or, you know, TV performances, and it's fun, but it's not your people. It's not your fans. It doesn't feel as relaxed or as fun. You don't laugh as much. It's a little bit more, performative. And I think now this was the first time in a minute that I was like, oh, I need to tour this year for myself. I think it would make me so happy. And I really do love being with my fans. Like, I think it really nourishes me. And especially now when so many things are on the internet, it's like being with people in person and having that real life connection. And it's just so much better to me than like a tweet or some likes. I would much rather feel people in person.
And it's probably like so important too, like especially, I feel like with your new album, CXOXO, it's like so much fun to listen to it. So to bring it to a big stage and have like a huge party every night and also like some probably really emotional moments, it's probably a lot of fun. I mean, the show's are going to be a lot of fun, I feel like.
I think it's going to be so much fun. And I feel like I have so much of my music does feel kind of like a summer vibe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we're just like going to dance and, sing and have fun. So I think it really will be like a party with all my friends.
Yeah, it will be amazing. I can't wait.
Are you going?
Yes, of course.
Yes, you better come, girl.
Yeah.
I'm such a huge concert girl. Like every concert I can go to, I'm going to. So I'm glad that you chose Hamburg so I don't have to travel like super far. That's awesome. Yeah, like I can't wait to see this album live because I feel like it's like such a good summer party, but also with like some emotional moments. I don't know. It just feels like I'm in my 20s, so it kind of felt like how I was feeling when it came out. So I'm really glad to see that live.
Makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's a great album.
Concerts are the best. I love going to concerts, especially when you feel closer to the person afterwards.
So fun. And the memories, like, I feel like you forever will live. And when you experience it with your best friend or something, you will always have that connection with, like,
for sure. That
it's so special. I feel like after going to your concert, I will listen to the album completely differently than I'm listening to it right now.
Totally.
Because you have all the memories.
Totally. That happens to me too.
Yeah. On your album, you have a lot of like features like Lil Nas X, Drake, Playboi Carti. Will you have surprise guests on your shows? Like, will somebody come out with you?
Of course.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of those things, it's funny, like you can plan, but mm-hmm. a lot of those things, they kind of just happen. But yeah, for sure. I mean, I feel like, you know, the audience deserves a surprise. I want a surprise. And it's, you know, it's fun to have friends.
Yes, it is. It's important and fun. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I hope you will bring some to Hamburg. That would be fun.
Who do you feel like the Hamburg crowd would love?
I mean, Lil Nas X is always great.
Yep.
But I feel like anybody you bring out, the Hamburg crowd will appreciate and enjoy. I think just a surprise everybody will love.
Is there any like German artist that you think I would like?
Yeah, there's this girl called Nina Chuba. She's really fun too.
Nina Chuba. Okay.
Yeah, she's really fun. Like, I feel like y'all would vibe. That would be a cool thing.
Oh, great. Okay.
She's cool. Yeah. So you mentioned in the beginning of the interview that you are working on new music and you still got some time. I think the tour starts in June. So will you maybe play some new songs?
I can't say anything right now, but you know, mm-hmm. we shall see.
Okay. Well, that's good enough. If you can't say anything, that means there might be something coming.
Exactly. We shall see.
So what I think was so cool about your new album was that it was like a completely different sound from what you did before. And I really love that because I feel like artists, like just like normal people, we grow and we change and whatever. So I feel like it's cool when the music changes a little bit too. So you get something new. How did you feel making that album and what did it maybe even teach you?
I mean, that album was the most fun I've ever had making music. Yeah. And I think it taught me, I think every album, like it's funny because I feel like during the promotional parts of albums, I'm like, why do I do this? Like this, you know, being an artist and a celebrity is so hard. It's so hard. I hate being criticized. I hate people talking about me like, oh, I hate it. Why do I do this? And then every time I write an album or go into the studio, I'm like, oh, this is why. I love this. This is the best. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just remember how to fall in love with the process of making things. So I think especially on that album, I had the most fun just like making things and being curious. And I think I really grew as a person, even from the music and from the writing. I don't know. I think it keeps teaching me. Like, it's the album that I feel like keeps teaching me to kind of stick to your gut, but also, and also just like keep going, like keep making things. Yeah. And I also think like that album was a lot about like confidence and practicing confidence as a young woman and practicing like that energy that I feel like we all need sometimes of strength.
Yeah. It can be so, it's funny, it can be so hard to like try something new and you always hear like, oh, you shouldn't like care about what other people think. But I feel like that's just human. Like we do care what other people think. And
you definitely care what people think.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's important to just trust your gut but it's hard to do. So like, respect that you did that. And I think it turned out great.
Thank you. Me too.
I have one last question. So what is something that everybody that's not an artist would think about touring, but it's actually in reality, it's completely different? Like kind of like the Instagram versus reality thing.
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's different for everyone, but I can say for me, like you, I guess, picture, you know, going to different places and going, you know, drinking champagne and then sushi in Tokyo and then pasta in Italy and having the best foods and then partying and then getting on your, you know, private jet and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I feel like tour for me is like, I can't have alcohol because it ruins my voice, dries out my voice. So there's no, you know, there's no alcohol. There's no like nights out because then I can't sing the next day. There's not, you know, a lot of like eating whatever you want because the next day you have to, you know, be able to dance and give a full show. I feel like it's like, it's more disciplined maybe than what people think. Like, it's like, you kind of have to save most of your energy to give your best show.
Yeah. You're kind of like training to have a party every night. Like that's kind of funny. Yeah.
Exactly. Like I think the most release like you get is on the stage, not really getting like drunk on your jet plane, eating some pasta.
Oh, wow. That does sound like a lot of discipline. How do you manage to keep that? Like, how do you have probably people with you that help you with that, because that feels like a tough schedule.
Yeah, I think it's like, you're just like, you know, you can't have it all at the same time. In so many ways, like I have so much fun and I get to go out there and do what I love and sing and connect with people every night, which is such a huge blessing. And that means that, you know, for everything, you have to make some sacrifices. So I think I've just learned that in life, not just on tour, but if I'm recording, if I'm writing, if I'm, you know, there's like, you always have to make some sacrifices. And maybe that's like not such a bad thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, we appreciate it as fans that you make those sacrifices, because for us, it's a huge party then when we come.
Yeah, I love that. We will make it a huge party for sure.
Well, thank you so much for taking your time.
And thank you. And I'll meet you there. I'll see you there.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Thanks. How do you say bye? Auf Wiedersehen.
You say tschüss.
Tschüss. Wait, say it again.
Tschüss.
Tschüss.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tschüss. Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.